Next on Inside Indiana Business.
Big things coming potentially for the Indiana Fever.
Caitlin Clark continues to shimmer.
The Caitlin Clark Show coming to Indianapolis. How college basketball's most electrifying player going pro could just reignite a franchise and a city. And get your brackets ready. From hosting One League's conference championship tournaments to the first and second rounds of the big dance at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The latest from Horizon League commish Julie Rolash. Plus,
anyone can come 24/7. Just open the box. Take what they need.
A mom's mission to stop overdoses has her in the national spotlight. How Justin Phillips has brought sweeping change to the Hoosier State.
From Indiana's business news leader, this is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick, presented by Elevate Ventures and Indiana University.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Kylie Valletta in for Gary Dick this week. Indiana putting its game face on as we hit the second week of March.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life.
Big buckets, rabid fans, regions across the state cashing in on the business of basketball. The lineup this year includes the first and second rounds of the NCAA men's tournament, tipping off at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Horizon League hosting its fifth straight postseason men's and women's tournament at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. The NIT champions will be crowned at historic Hinkle Fieldhouse, and then there's high school hoops. Fans packing gyms in every corner of the state. It all adds up as a win-win for Hoosier schools, sponsors, and the hospitality industry. It's all going to add up to millions of dollars for Indiana schools, hotels, restaurants, and retailers, but that's just the beginning of basketball's economic domino effect bouncing into Indiana.
This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
In next month's WNBA draft. She's been a game changer already since announcing she would turn professional. Fever home ticket prices up more than 300%. Site traffic to the team's homepage spiking 180%. Horizon League Commissioner Julie Rolash on how the Caitlin Clark effect will impact not only the Fever, but the game of basketball itself.
The notion of having an all-star player like Caitlin being able to join them, I mean, just extraordinary. And what better place than our city and state for, I believe, the WNBA, regardless of where Caitlin goes, of course, we sure hope it's here, she is going to elevate that league just as she's done to the college women's game. I just literally saw a stat today that college women's basketball on Fox has higher viewership than college men's basketball. That's on average across the entire season. That's amazing, and that is the trajectory of the sport.
Leaving it for Boston spinning, and that is why she is a top candidate for Rookie of the Year.
You talk about economic impact, and you think about when a sensational, phenomenal player comes in with that level of market share.
She's a superstar, and she has absolutely taken over Iowa City. She's captivated the entire country.
I was sitting in a restaurant Sunday watching. Of course, I went there to watch her break the record and watch the game with friends. I see a dad walking by, and he glances over his shoulder at the screen, and he's got three little kids behind him, all under the age of five, I'm guessing. He says, "Hey," and he stops, two little boys and a girl. He points at the screen. That's Caitlin Clark. She's amazing.
Clark, quick release.
I just think that captures the essence of what she's done to elevate the sport. And you think about, people do come and they come back. It's not as if they're paying, what is it now, $400 for a ticket and then saying, boy, I didn't get my money's worth. They're saying, where is she going to play next? I want to go watch her, because it's not just her offense, right? It's her passing. I just saw the clip of her and Pete Maravich where they each did a behind-the-back pass on a fast break, as they were obviously highlighting that she had just broken his record. It's not just, though, her ability to put the ball in the basket. It's all the other facets of her game that I think just continue to draw in a much wider fan base.
The Indiana Fever found out back in December they would likely be bringing Caitlin Clark to Indiana. When they landed the number one pick during the WNBA's draft order selection night. Of note here, check Fever GM Lynn Dunn's expression.
This is what happened when they found out they got the number one overall pick. The excitement, the cheers, the smiles, big things coming potentially for the Indiana Fever. Again,
big things indeed. Landing a generational talent like Caitlin Clark, a total game changer for the Fever and Indiana. Lynn Dunn talked about the Caitlin Clark effect and the overall growth of the women's game last April on the Business and Beyond podcast.
I would use the word exploded. It's exploded. I mean, it's amazing. They play an unbelievably competitive game. You know, they can look at Caitlin Clark. My goodness gracious. She reminds me of Steph Curry.
Clark, step back straight away.
Mark Monday, April 15, as the day we'll officially get word the Caitlin Clark Express is coming to Indiana. That's the day of the WNBA draft.
Good time in 3 years. Parker finding Drew Lauder, who knocks down the bridge.
As we mentioned at the top of the show, the Horizon League is also driving big bucks into Indiana's economy. Postseason tourney action for the teams starts Monday at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Horizon League Commissioner Julie Rowe Lash on why Indianapolis is the perfect host city.
When we have Indy, I would say basketball fans come, then they become Horizon League fans afterwards, because this is an incredibly accessible Division I environment. And you see some high-level talent. There's some future professionals out there who are going to be playing and make it to the next level, but they're also going to be professionals and careers down the road too, which I think is very inspiring.
Just ahead, we check what's making business news in all of the corners of the state, including Fort Wayne, where the city's art scene is getting a major boost. And we head to break on another Hoosier basketball note.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
We begin this week with a major development at the Stellantis plant in Tipton. Stellantis announcing it will sell its transmission facility in Tipton. That plant has been idled since June. It's all part of an agreement with the UAW. Stellantis says all Tipton workers have been reassigned to the company's Kokomo facilities. Stellantis employs more than 6,000 workers in Indiana. Canadian-based Doman Lumber is expanding its footprint in the state. The company buying the assets of Southeast Forest Products, including a lumber pressure treating plant in Richmond. Doman operates a lumber facility in Vincennes.
We can bring together people that act and people that work behind the stage and bring stories to life. What a great thing for Fort Wayne.
And big changes coming for the arts in Fort Wayne. The iconic nonprofit Arts United planning to undergo a $40 million renovation and expansion this summer. The city of Fort Wayne allocating $10 million in tax credits to push the project forward.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC Bank.
Uncertainty for academic programs at Valparaiso University, the private independent Lutheran school considering cutting nearly 30 academic programs, which range from science and math to foreign language to music and theology. Valpo University leaders blaming low enrollment now and future trends as the reason for the move. A major student housing complex just off the Purdue campus under new ownership with renovation plans on the drawing board. Los Angeles-based Champion Real Estate buying the five-building Salisbury campus apartments. Champion planning to upgrade the property with new flooring, countertops, and stainless steel appliances. Next, a Hoosier mom turning a family loss into a mission to save lives. And in this week's IBJ, what Indiana businesses are doing to gear up for the generational solar eclipse coming up here in just a few weeks.
IBJ is on the lookout for Hoosier companies that are on fire. Nominations now being accepted for Fast 25, IBJ's exclusive list of the fastest growing companies in Central Indiana. Submit your nomination by March 4th at IBJ.com/nominations.
At PNC Bank, we're committed to making a difference in the lives of our customers and communities by helping them move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, we try to do right by our customers with every encounter. Our local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide you in making the best decision. We're proud to be part of your community. PNC Bank. See how we can make a difference for you at PNC.com. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved.
For me, I just wish I understood opioids better, and because there were things, you know, in hindsight, I would have done differently.
An Indiana mom on a mission to turn her young son's drug overdose into a campaign to save lives. USA Today is celebrating its 2024 Women of the Year, naming one inspirational woman from each state. Indiana's honoree is a mom who turned her grief into action. Justin Phillips has helped move mountains in Indiana's opioid epidemic, but the progress came at a devastating price. Her son, Aaron, died 11 years ago when he overdosed on heroin. Her response is why USA Today just named her one of the most inspiring women across America.
A sophomore and the starting quarterback for the Lawrence North football team, Aaron's story is an example of how fast addiction can change a life.
Big-hearted and talented, extremely talented as an athlete, just all around charming.
His life cut short by an overdose, Aaron's mom started searching for what she could have done differently. At an Indianapolis police roundtable about heroin, she heard for the first time about the overdose reversal drug naloxone.
And I learned about naloxone. And I learned that something could have saved Aaron's life.
She was stunned she'd never heard of it, even though Aaron was in treatment.
When Aaron left treatment, they didn't talk to us about the likelihood of his potentially using again, which is very real. It takes 7 times often for people to go to treatment before it actually works. They didn't talk to us about that. They didn't talk to us about naloxone being something that we should consider having on hand. So when I went to that meeting and learned about naloxone, I was like, really? Are you kidding? We need to do something.
The first roadblock, naloxone, required a prescription.
Which means I would have had to go to my doctor and say, can I have a prescription for naloxone because someone I love and care about is using opioids? Not something anyone's going to do. Too much stigma and judgment and misunderstanding.
Justin became a champion in Indiana for passing Aaron's Law in 2015, which allows any person to get naloxone.
Women.
24,000 doses per month are prepped by her team, Overdose Lifeline, the nonprofit she created to help people with substance use disorder and their families.
Anyone can come 24/7, just open the box and take what they need.
The naloxone is sent all over the state, stocking boxes like this one and vending machines, making it as easy to get as possible. Because she lost Aaron so young and knows 90% of addictions start during the teen years, a second mission of Overdose Lifeline is connecting with youth.
I come to Camp Mariposa because my mom, she has a problem.
Her nonprofit created Camp Mariposa, a year-round camp experience for kids and teens who have a family member with substance use disorder.
Camp Mariposa has helped me a lot. You're basically spending time with the people who understand what you're going through.
Overdose Lifeline has created several other prevention programs. The latest is for babies. The nonprofit recently opened Heart Rock, a recovery house in Indianapolis for pregnant women and moms with substance use disorder.
We have like 8 babies over there that are all going to crawl at the same time. And these kids are having a different chance. And I think between Heart Rock and Camp Mariposa that I believe we're going to potentially really be able to change the trajectory for substance use disorder for kids, and that would be where my heart lies the most.
Being named among USA Today's Women of the Year honors a decade's worth of turning tragedy into change.
It's very bittersweet because I'd trade it all for Aaron. Were it not for Aaron, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have in my life today that I feel grateful for. So it's just an honor and a privilege, and I do it for all the kids and all the moms and dads.
Great example of a mom working for change here in Indiana. We've got a few other business stories here making headlines in Indiana. The University of Chicago just weeks away from opening its first freestanding facility in Indiana. The health system planning to open an $86 million multi-specialty care center and micro hospital in Crown Point at the end of April. This is a big deal for Northwest Indiana. The facility will employ 200 workers and is expected to treat 110,000 patients a year. And a new healthcare option for people living in Northwest Indiana. Valparaiso-based community healthcare center HealthLink opening its new facility in Michigan City this past week. The $15 million campus is three times bigger than HealthLink's previous clinic and is located near Ivy Tech's Michigan City campus. Up next, a basketball pioneer, trailblazer, and legend. Why the Horizon League is honoring Coach John McLendon when we come back.
Few basketball coaches can trace their roots back to the man who invented the game.
That pioneer, leader, activist, teacher, trailblazer, and legend, he's Coach John McLendon, the man who engineered the first racially integrated basketball competition in the United States back in 1944, a time when race relations were starting to fall apart at the seams. McLendon being honored for his accomplishments this week at the Horizon League Basketball Championship Tournament in Indianapolis.
Few basketball coaches can trace their roots back to the man who invented the game.
Coach John McLendon can. He's a protege of Dr. James Naismith, the father of basketball. McLendon, the first coach to ever win three consecutive college basketball championships.
John McLendon's Tennessee A&I squad becomes national intercollegiate basketball champions for the third consecutive year.
His achievements was unparalleled at that time, and he was breaking new ground even under the circumstances of segregation.
McLendon was the first black coach hired in the United States at a predominantly white institution, Cleveland State, a member of the Horizon League. But before going there, Coach McLendon made his mark in history organizing a secret basketball game in 1944 between his North Carolina Central squad, a team made up of African-American players, against what was then known as Duke Medical School.
So they arranged a secret game, no fans, because this was before integration. This was before we even had desegregated the military during the World War. So this was really a critical point in history. I mean, again, we're back 80 years, but these two teams came together to compete to figure out who, in fact, was the best team.
This year marks the 80th anniversary of McLendon's secret game, and the Horizon League is planning on celebrating this milestone in civil rights history at its conference championship tournament in Indianapolis this week.
What a story. Coach John McLendon, a true pioneer in every sense of the word. We leave you this week with music for the soul from Southeast Indiana. Madison, a small city perched on the banks of the Ohio River, making big noise in the world of music. More on how Madison is on a mission to become the next big Midwest music city on next week's Inside Indiana Business. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at insideindianabusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.